You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I'm asking a question tonight. Do you want to create lasting memories instead of misery this holiday season? It's interesting because a lot of us are getting together with our relatives this season, and while family celebrations are traditionally supposed to be cheerful, they're supposed to be filled with love and laughter. You know, but it's funny how most of us, well, many of us really find these annual reunions quite stressful. There's personality clashes, right? There's some people that we really get along with and some people we just seem not to. You know, the conflicts that seem to surface every single year. And I think that a lot of people listening tonight can understand exactly what I'm talking about because it's those same subject matters that come up over and over again. Those ones that you go, I wish this would just end. I mean, this happened when I was 5, for Christ's sakes. I mean, we're still talking about something I did when I was a child and everybody's still judging me for it. Or I got divorced 10 years ago and we're still talking about how I can't seem to make a marriage work. You know, these personality clashes, these conflicts that seem to surface throughout the year, and especially at this time, and the relatives who can simply be just annoying, can certainly put a damper on the festivities. And I think that tonight I would like to really talk about, instead of you preparing for the battle, you know, a lot of us go into this and we go, you know, we're going to prepare for the war. We're going to prepare for the battle. I'm going to take them down before they take me down. And this is going to be my year to make them look way worse than me. Instead of that, let's follow some tips this year to make your family festivals and your festivities more enjoyable than it's ever been so far. Because you know what? You owe it to yourself to have a fun time. You owe it to yourself to have a stress-free environment where you can what? You can have joy in the season. There's something about this season that we're supposed to have fun. We're supposed to give back. We're supposed to think about all these great things that we have in life, and we're supposed to look at things in a happy, joyful way instead of a painful, sad, angry, depressed, or just downright stressed out. So let's begin tonight by talking about something that you can do right now. You can do beginning this holiday season. You can do it right now. You could have started doing it in Thanksgiving, but I know this show's a little after that, right? So Christmas is upon us, and so there's no time like the present. Okay, so the first thing that you can do to begin to change the dynamic is to adjust your attitude. And I know some people out there are like, well, that's easy said than done, Ashley. Okay, come on, you're not in my family. You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like at the table when people are yelling at you or talking down to you or making comments or judgments about you when all you want to do is just get along. All you want to do is just be loved. All you want to do is just to have some food and smile and laugh and carry on. Ashley, you don't get it, but I do get it. And I'm going to talk about this tonight. You begin by adjusting your attitude, and I swear it'll work because I've done it before and I know it works. It works like amazing. And why it does is you're already anticipating. Okay, let me back up a second. In any stressful situation, what do? We freak out about it. We freak out about it way before it happens. We freak out about it on the way there, okay? You're like on the way, you're packing up the car, right, for like Christmas Eve. And it's like things start going into slow motion, right? And you're like, oh, God. Oh, I can't believe I'm having to do this. And it's every year and you start thinking about all these things in your head and you go, oh, God. And it seems like the packing of the car gets slower and slower. And you feel like maybe I should have a drink. Maybe I need a drink to get this packing done because you know what? I can't get there because I'm stressed out and I don't want to deal with it. But I'm going to get there anyway because I'm supposed to be there. And I know if I get there late, everybody's going to be telling me about how I'm late. And I know even better yet, even on the way there, if I'm a minute late, I'll start getting text messages. What happens? There's road rage. What happens after the road rage? You get stressed out. You're going 85, 90 miles an hour. You just want to get there. But you know what? The opposite of what you want to do is be there. You want to be anywhere but there. You would be at the Wingstop having Christmas Eve dinner if you could. And since we're already anticipating this anxiety, we're already stressed out, your anxiety just gets worse. And that's what we need to stop, is we got to stop worrying about things before they happen, because you know what? This isn't the place to be at mentally, emotionally, physically. And instead of worrying about what will happen, because there's a lot of things that can go wrong. And I don't mean to be flippant about that, but there really is that we have to choose our behaviors that can help decrease what? Our anxiety. And before the event, we have to do something relaxing. So let's go into our mindset and feel, what is relaxing to me? And you know, one of the things that's relaxing to me is listening to music. I'm a big music person. I like good music, right? And my Perspective Street team and I actually came up with music list of the 10 songs that make us motivated, that make us feel good, that make us feel calm in our heart. You know, they really center us. And those are the first things you want to do, is get that music list out. Create that awesome playlist that only you, nobody else has to like it. And if nobody else wants to hear it, you can use earbuds all the way to the family house and crank it up as loud as you can and jam out to your music and dance to your music and dance in the car. Do whatever you need to do to just de-stress. And it really works for me. Some of you might do the yoga. Some of you might do meditation. I'm all for that too, but some people talk a big game and they're really not doing anything. And other people are like, well, how do I get into this meditative stance? Like, how does this work? Am I supposed to be in another realm of thought process? Am I supposed to be in a different dimension? No, I'm not trying to push that on you in a stressful situation to try to learn something that you might not know how to do. Get the music you like, right? Find that playlist that you just can't live without. That one that makes you get up and dance around your house like you're at a dance party, like you're at a club, but you're like really dancing in your own bathroom. That kind of music is a music that's going to really adjust your attitude when going into a stressful situation that a lot of us are going to find the next few days. So when we prepare for the worst, what happens? What happens when we prepare for the worst? I find that a lot of times when we prepare for the worst, we sometimes get the absolute worst. Because guess what? We prepared for it. We're ready for it. It's the worst case scenario. And let's see what happens. You know, and sometimes that happens because we actually prepared for the worst. And it's interesting because when we're in a good mood, what happens? When you're in a good mood, what happens? Think about it. That's right. You radiate this good mood. You radiate this awesome feeling of, you know, you're not stressed out. You're in charge of things. You're on top of your game. You know, it's like others are drinking your freaking positive Kool-Aid that is so awesome. Everybody's like, man, this Kool-Aid's great. You know, Ashley's in such a great mood. This is the coolest thing ever. And you know what? Everybody else is like smiling. And you know, you might have some of those people that just they're always in a bad mood. But does it matter? If you're winning, if you're winning 95% out of 100, right? If you're batting 500, you're not worried about the rest that's going on, right? You're doing really well. You can kind of avoid some of those other folks, right? You don't have to impress everybody, and you certainly don't have to get along with everybody. You just don't. And I think that's a misconception. And I'll talk a little bit about that later on, because I think a lot of times we put all these requirements. We put all these requirements, right? We're big on the requirements. We're like, well, it's the holidays, and I'm supposed to like everybody, and everybody's supposed to be my friend, and everybody's supposed to love me and think everything I've ever done is just so amazing. But that's not necessarily true, right? It's not necessarily true. And that's the fact, is that sometimes we call people family, but does it really mean any more than friends sometime? And we'll talk about that later on. So, you know, the way we walk into a situation does what? It dictates really how it's going to go. I know that might sound simple and easy, okay? But it's true. Let me give you a good example outside of the family dynamic. Okay, you walk into, let's say, a work. There's like a work party. Okay, like a work Christmas party. Here we go. Work Christmas party. You're walking into the work Christmas party. It's at a restaurant off campus, away from work, right? Off campus, and you walk in and you're in the greatest of moods, right? People are going to come up to you and be like, Ashley, man, it's so good. We had such a great year. Oh my gosh. Even the people that you might not even get along with might be like, you know, hey, let's let bygones be bygones. You know, let's go grab a drink and let's talk, right? If you walk in the opposite with your head down, you're upset, you're angry, you're just like infuriated that you have to be there, what's going to happen? Other people are going to look at you and be like, man, she's really mad. Like, she scares me. Like, I don't know if I want to talk to her. I don't know if she's going to, like, probably just, like, chew my head off or something. I don't know what's going on. So people are going to avoid you, or they're going to, like, walk around, like, on eggshells, because they don't really know what's wrong with Ashley. And so remember that when you walk into a situation, so when you walk into the holiday season this year, when you walk into the holidays, whether it's Hanukkah with your family, whether it's Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, whatever it is, when you're walking in, walk in realizing that whatever you're giving out, whatever mojo you're getting out, right, you're going to get it back tenfold. It's just the way the universe works. It's like when you go up and you say hi to somebody, you go, hey, man, what's up? You know what they're going to say? Hey, what's going on, man? But if you go, hey, they're probably going to be like, hey. So it's like what we give, we receive, right? And so it goes the same with our family, even though we don't want to always admit it. And we want our family to read our mind, right? They're supposed to read our mind because they're family. But you know what? Most family have no idea what's going through your mind. And sadly enough, I'll be honest with you, most of your family don't even understand you as well as your friends. Hence the reason why you pick friends and you get like your family given to you. That's this case scenario. So when we return, we'll be talking about how we must have realistic expectations. Okay, the biggest deal is realistic expectations and how having those realistic expectations will help us move through the holiday season with ease and with little stress. Stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, this holiday season to me should be about creating memories, right? Not misery. And why is it that every year some of us believe that we should just keep creating this misery over and over again? And I don't think it's a, I don't think it's a conscious choice, right? I think it's like, I don't know how to get out of the situation. I'm constantly bombarded by these family members. I keep bringing up stuff that I don't want to talk about. I keep feeling like I'm under pressure, that I'm being scrutinized. I feel like I'm kind of a victim in this situation, and I want to stop this, but how do I overcome this situation? Well, I got the goods for you tonight, because I'm talking about personality clashes, conflicts, the things that rise to the surface during the holiday season, those family issues that keep coming up since you were 5 years old or since your last divorce, right? Whatever. There's a lot of things that can happen. So instead of preparing for the battle, right, let's prepare for some festivities. Let's prepare for an enjoyable time where we actually feel good about seeing our family instead of like we're going to prison. So right before the break, I was talking about how we have to adjust our attitude, right? Adjusting our attitude is, it is magnifique. It's amazing. It is like, je ne sais quoi. There's something about it because you know what? We can adjust our attitude and we can control our attitude. And that's what matters. We can't control other people's attitudes, but we can control our own, right? We can definitely control our own, which will also help us decrease our anxiety. And remember that concept of putting together that 10 songs, that playlist, like the Perspective Street Team did, their playlist of motivation, of de-stressing, and just dancing it out, you know, moving around, singing along, whether you're in the bathroom, in the shower, on the way to your family's house, like just letting the stress melt away. You know, the next tip that I have for you tonight that I think will really come in handy is to really have realistic expectations. I know this can be hard. I mean, you want the whole world to change. I mean, if everything just got so much better, but it's so much better if we're actually realistic. You know, as refreshing as it might be that Aunt Jane does not criticize your outfit this year, and she probably will, but don't expect people to change when they have behaved the same way for what, years? Tens of years? And I ask you to do something for yourself this time is to minimize your contact with difficult relatives. I know. Would you like me to repeat what I just said? Minimize your contact with difficult relatives and spend more time interacting with those people that you what you like. Interacting with the family members that you like. And remember that family is what? It's family. Just because they're family doesn't mean that you have to have a lot in common, right? Just because they're family doesn't mean that you just love everything they do. Kisses, kisses, kisses. I love you. Oh my gosh, you're so amazing. No, sometimes it's the exact opposite. So we have to apply the same behavior that we have in social situations to what? Family. So, for example, when you're at a holiday party with friends, right, you don't spend large amounts of time with the one person in the room who puts you down and makes you feel like crap, right? You're not over there standing there going, oh, man, I love this woman, Jane. She's great. She really puts me down on everything and tells me how it is and tells me about how my clothes look awful and how I probably got them at the Salvation Army. And you're like, you don't stand there and talk to her, right? You're not like best friends with her. So, you know, think about it. And if you do, you might want to come to my office and us talk, because that is really the situation. We really need to talk about who you're actually spending time with and to also talk about emotional and mental toxicity. And sometimes we have to apply the same technique in family situations and we'll feel tons better and we'll be tons happier and we'll feel good about ourselves for being proactive instead of the victim. And that's one thing that I've learned throughout my family journey is that the last thing you want to do is hang out with the person that seems to remember all the negative things about you. And I'm telling you, there is going to probably be one of those people in your family. Some of you have the most amazing family, and that's awesome, and kudos for you. And I really think it's amazing. But at the same point, a lot of people listening tonight, even you, have a family member that just doesn't seem to understand, just doesn't seem to see your thought process very clearly, and definitely doesn't see your perspective. You know, the next tip for tonight is to really think about keeping potentially upsetting topics off limits. And I'm not just saying that you shouldn't go into the meal, the Christmas dinner, talking about Donald Trump and how he's going to win this year and how he's going to totally beat Hillary Clinton in the election. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about political, just political. And I'm definitely not talking about just religious. And I'm definitely not just talking about sexual orientation. There's a lot of topics to stay off limits. But people like to bring up touchy subjects. Why? Because they like to bring them up because they like to affect other people. For example, a lot of people out there know that they are not married. You know that. You know for a fact you're not married. You've been single for a long time and you know that you've never been married. And so for you, you know you haven't been married. And a lot of people out there, including you, might want to be married. So the last thing you want to hear is Uncle John say, are you still ever going to get married? Have you ever thought about it? Time's ticking away. You're in your late 30s now, and I don't even know if you can have children. Have you thought about that? And people actually deal with this on a daily basis, and especially during the holiday season. And we already know the things that we want that we don't have, and it's even harder to hear from somebody else tell us those types of things. So in order to keep the conversation conflict-free, we need to avoid certain sensitive topics. And I think a lot of times it's better to be a little surfacey, to ask how things are going. How is life? How is their day? How is their year? What have they been accomplished that they're really, really happy about? And I've also looked toward children. When you talk about other people's children and their kids and you bring them up in the best of light, guess what? You have hours of conversation right there that you never even have to speak about yourself, and nobody will ever ask you about yourself. Because guess what? The kids mean everything. So if you really want the spotlight off you, ask how little Johnny's doing, ask how little Elizabeth's doing, and find out what they're doing in school. Better yet, find out if they've done any plays in school, if they're planning on singing or dancing or doing any tap or jazz. Because you know what? It's amazing how people love to talk about their kids. And for all of us who don't have kids, we love to talk about our dogs or our cats or our pet pigs, whatever it is that we have. And so all you have to do is like interest us in the fact that you actually want to see pictures, and you can get anybody off absolutely any topic whatsoever. And the reason why I bring that up is that a lot of us are dealing with stress all the time, whether it's we want to be at a certain place at work. You know, some of us maybe out there haven't gotten married because we really want to be or have a certain career that we've been aspiring to, and somebody's going to ask you, so when is that big break going to happen? And I think these are the kind of subject matters, whether it's a recent divorce, whether it's the loss of a relative, whether it's dealing with the stress and anxiety of just work or school, or not really understanding or making life changes. These are the types of topics that we want to stay and keep off limits, especially during the holiday season. Those can be topics that are left for later on, maybe, you know, in the privacy of you two talking. But I don't think it should be something that's done over dinner. You know, the next tip that might be interesting for some folks is that we have to accept that the only thing that we can control besides our attitude is our reaction. The way I react to something that somebody tells me is very important. And sometimes I've reacted quite poorly. However, when I have reacted quite poorly, guess what? I get more of the same crap. And I've realized that in life, I don't want any more of that. And so in order to get what I want, in order to have a conversation that I want, I have to accept that the only thing I can control is my reaction. Because you can't stop people from really bringing up controversial subjects or asking rude questions, but you can monitor and modify your own reactions. And no one can force you to engage in some sort of negative conversation. It's kind of similar to what? Gossip. No one can twist your arm and make you talk about another person. It just doesn't happen. And so in order to do that, it's easy to kind of change the subject to talk about the positive. And I mean, think about it. The last time I was at a holiday event where, you know, there was a conversation kind of brewing up and I ended up kind of walking in on the scene. And back in my early 20s, I would have been really interested in this juicy, juicy conversation. However, I knew that the best way out was to just, you know, kind of try to change the subject or move on. And I think that's for everybody across the board. When we're dealing with stress, when we're dealing with the holiday season, the one thing we can control is our reaction. But better yet, the other thing we control is our involvement, right? I don't have to be involved in everything that's going on. I can actually excuse myself from the conversation quite easily without most people even catching on. Unless I'm the only one being talked to, then I have to kind of come up with a really good exit strategy or a way out. When we return, I'll be talking more about those exit strategies. And these are actually quite important because the exit strategy is something that can really save your hide when you're dealing with some crazy conversations, when you're dealing with stressed out relatives, and when you're just trying to get out of the conversation. So stay tuned. I'll be talking about those exit strategies as well as a few more tips on what not to do and what to do this holiday season to make really awesome memories instead of staying with the misery that we have the last few years. Stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time. Well, I'll be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Wow, what a great night. Yes, we're talking about making memories instead of the dreaded misery that we like to do a lot of times during the holiday season because we have that ability to do that a lot of times. Because what? Because we let relatives and we let the holidays get to us because of certain personality clashes. The clashes of the personalities. We have these conflicts that come to surface every year. You know, it's like they kind of like lie dormant for a little while, right? And then all of a sudden there you are. It's, you know, it's Hanukkah or it's Christmas or Kwanzaa or whatever. Don't know a lot of people who actually celebrate Kwanzaa, but I do throw it out there. And you have like a lot of family members that you did something when you were younger, you did something in your past, or you're doing something right now that people want to talk about. And it seems to be a constant headache and a problem to live down. So right before the break, I was talking about, you know, the off-limit conversations, but better yet, about how you can accept that the only thing you can control is your reaction. The only thing we can control in life is the way we feel, our own emotions, and the way we react to the situations around us, right? Because that's really what reality is here. Because really in life, all we know is our own perspective. Okay, we have no idea what someone else is thinking. We have no idea if they're getting us. We have no idea if they think we're crazy or if they don't think we're crazy, but we only can go with what we know. And so we can definitely control our reaction. And so let's give you an example because I wanted to talk about those things that we can do. Those things that we can do when we're wanting to leave a conversation or we're wanting to get out of a situation, what we can do to exit stage right. And I always think that's kind of interesting because in life, sometimes we have to be able to get out of a situation. We have to have our exit strategy, really, right? Oh my gosh, there's something burning on the oven. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, somebody's at the door. I got to do something. And but if it's not your home, and you're not cooking, those two exit strategies do not work. Unless you have somebody that just doesn't even think about what you're saying and not even listening, which can sometimes be really perfect. But some of the best exit strategies are some of the most honest comments there are. One, I have to go to the bathroom is a really great exit strategy, and it works miracles because you know what? Nobody can argue with the fact that you have to go to the bathroom, right? I mean, it's not like you're back in fifth grade where you're like, you literally raise your hand up and the teacher goes, what do you need? What do you need, Ashley? Can I go to the bathroom? Can I get a bathroom pass, please? No, you're an adult now, okay? There are no bathroom passes as an adult. And so if you have to go to the bathroom, say it and leave. And guess what? You don't have to come back and talk to them again. Because I'm sure there's going to be all these other people around that you can somehow or not get stuck talking to instead of them. You know, the second thing is, oh my gosh, I have a call. I apologize. Oh my gosh, my phone is ringing. And you know, technology is a great thing nowadays, right? You can make that phone sound like it's ringing no matter what. You can have somebody call you. You could text somebody while somebody's doing something else and you can say, call me, please, I'll pay you back. You get the best Christmas gift ever. Just do this for me right now. Oh my God, there's an emergency. I'll be right back. I need to go outside and take this call. Okay. But if you want to really be honest and straight up honest, besides the bathroom thing, it's just to say, hey, you know what? I'm totally cool with this, but really, I'm just not in the mood to talk about this. I mean, we're supposed to be having fun here. We're a family. We're supposed to be happy. And you know what? Let's talk about you. Let's talk about what you got going on. Let's talk about how great it is. Let's talk about how we're lucky we're alive. And if that doesn't work, just nicely excuse yourself, right? You tried your best. You moved on. You don't have to put those stars, the moon, and the skies up in the sky for somebody. You know what? You don't have to do anything because it's all about you. Honestly, if you're unhappy, it doesn't matter around you what's going on, right? You know, the next tip that I have for you that I think a lot of people realize how important this is, because I know that a lot of y'all out there are going to get this one and you're going to laugh pretty hard right now, actually, is you don't want to drink too much. I mean, the drinking of the alcohol can help cut that, like, oh my gosh, that tension. You know, that tension where, oh gosh, I'm stressed out. But that alcohol, like, you can cut that tension so much that you're making a mess, right? That you are making a mess. And so if you drink alcohol, guys, ladies, men, gentlemen, do it in moderation. Do it in moderation. And some people I know become a little aggressive, right? Some of us, you know, are a little feisty. Become a little argumentative, especially when they've had a little too much to drink. And maybe you're already argumentative no matter what. So you don't want to add too much alcohol to it. Because I find that it's easy to get a little aggressive when someone is, what are they doing? They're really stabbing the nerve center of anger that you carry within you. That nerve center, you're like, ugh. And so you're using that alcohol force. Using the force, Luke. You're using the force right now. You're using the force to overcome the situation. But in reality, what is it getting you? So we want to be moderation during this time. You want to minimize your drinking and stick to non-alcoholic beverages. If you are someone that has a tendency of getting a little aggressive, getting a little angry, starting a fight, I've actually been at people's houses during the holidays where one of the relatives starts a fight at Christmas. And it's like stuff's getting knocked over, things are happening, glasses are breaking, somebody's getting pulled out of the kitchen, and you're like, oh my God, this is really happening. But it can. And so what I'm saying is that it might not get that far, but you might say something that you can't take back. So you might not get in a wrestling fight with your grandmother. You might not get in an argument and a screaming match with your mother. But there are certain things that we might do that you can't take back. And all I'm saying that is that sometimes in the heat of the moment and the stress of the moment, it can be really overwhelming. And I understand. I think we've all been there before. But you don't want to say something that you can't take back. And you want to be able to look at yourself in the mirror that night and the next day and say, you know what? I did create memories. And I created memories for myself and my family that I'm proud of. And so a little alcohol is okay. A little eggnog spiked is fine. possibly a little champagne, maybe a little vodka or Kettle One is your taste. However, that's awesome. That's fine. But just remember, it's all about moderation. Life is like that. You can always go home. And I mean, I'm not condoning alcoholism, but if you're leaving there and you need to spend 5-10 hours with them, spend the 10 hours with them, go home, have a drink. Okay, decompress. But sometimes you got to just have your, you got to be on your P's and Q's, and you got to have your wits about you. You know, the next tip that I think is really interesting and something that we can really focus on, and some people might say, oh, Ashley, this is just so sweetsy sweets. I mean, really, but seriously, is to practice gratitude. Practice being gracious about things, because it's amazing, because when we actually really think about the stuff that is so awesome, and we think about the things that we have in our life, and we think about all the things that we should be gracious for and be, you know, happy about, a lot of times when we have all this negativity or this drama, what happens? We forget that. I mean, I've done it before where everything's great, really. Except for maybe I didn't get a certain promotion I wanted. And it taints everything around it. Like, I forget about the fact that I have healthy family. I forget about the fact that, you know, my relative just had 2 healthy babies. I forget about the fact that I'm pretty much healthy and happy and I'm not dying or sick or in the hospital. And you start forgetting about those practical things that you can be have gratitude for, but those things that you can feel grateful for. So what I stress this year, and something that I'm personally going to be doing, so this is not just for you, this is something that I'm going to be doing too, so we can work on this together, and maybe we can talk about this or think about this, because when we practice gratitude, it's so amazing, right? So take time out to think all about what you have to be grateful for. And that might take a little bit of time, because sometimes when we have a lot of stress and anger or resentment or whatever that might be, it's hard to really see that. But put that aside. Begin to put that aside for just right now and think about the things that you have to be grateful for, and even going into the process of later on in this week. If you are going to be celebrating, and let's hope that it's a celebration, right? This holiday season, let's say it's Christmas Eve, let's say it's Christmas Day, and you're walking in, be grateful for the meal that you're going to have, the home that you're going to be in. Your health. Maybe it's not perfect, but you can walk and you can talk and you can see and all those good things. And maybe it's not perfect, but yet be cognizant of what we have. Be grateful for the friends that you have. And think about those kind of things. And I know sometimes people might be like, oh, that's so sickly sweet. But it really is awesome, because the more grateful we are for what we do have, it's amazing what we get. And I'm not trying to say it's a means to an end. Like, if you're grateful, therefore you'll get more stuff. I'm not saying that, okay? This isn't like the Santa principle concept here, where it's A to B, where if you do this, then you'll get more gifts. No, it really, I mean, but reality, it kind of is. When we are grateful for what we have, what happens? It comes out in everything we do, right? And we act so much awesome, and we're very cool, we're deep, and we're thoughtful, and we love people, and we go, oh, I love you, and you actually do love them. And what's amazing is the more love and the more care and the more honest we have and the more honest we are with everybody else, the more honesty comes our direction, right? The more love comes our direction. The more people actually care about us. The more things seem to go right in the universe. And so what I ask tonight is that to begin right now, days before Christmas, begin to be grateful for what you have. And I'd like to see you take this all the way through to the next year at this time when I'm doing a show. Hopefully not necessarily about this, but about how we transcended this and we've got to that next dimensional level. Right? Because it's interesting how when we really focus on gratitude, our anxiety diminishes. When we focus on gratitude, our stress level diminishes. When we focus on gratitude, we're able to see the forest of the trees, right? Because the little things don't mean that much anymore. The little small, you know, argumentative little issues, the things that get under your skin, what? They don't really get under your skin anymore because you're not focusing on them. You're not focusing on them because you know what? It's not that big of a deal. And guess what? Because you're being grateful, you know that it's not that big of a deal. And so it becomes a small little thing that you're like, oh, no big deal. I can control my reaction. I can control how I feel. I can't control how they feel, but that's okay, because I'm okay with that. Because I'm grateful for what I have right now. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking about one more tip and then also kind of going over everything and giving you that crash course on how to make this season the best holiday season you've ever had. Stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Okay, we'll be back this time in two shakes.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. What a great night. What a great night in the studio. Woohoo! Talking about these tips to make your holiday season awesome. To quit making that misery. You know, misery loves company, but you know what? Now we like to have good company. We want to have memories instead this holiday season. You know, I think while family celebrations are supposed to be cheerful, I think some of us don't see that. And tonight I've been giving you the tips that you can use throughout the holiday season and actually throughout your entire life, really, for making things really great when it comes to personality clashes, when it comes to conflicts that seem to surface every year, with relatives that seem to be just really annoying and seem to put a damper on the festivities. You know, it's something about that. It's something about that kind of stuff where we get a little stressed out. We get like, woo! You know, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh my God. It's my mom. It's my dad. It's my grandmother. Whoever it is that kind of gets under your skin, it's like you don't know how to deal with it. And it's like you've let this fester and continue to go on and on and on. And you're always wondering, what are they thinking? How do they feel? Do you think that they're upset with me? What's the deal here? Are they going to bring this up? And so now we realize that all we can do is adjust our own attitude, right? We can change our own attitude. We can change our own attitude to make things better, right? Instead of worrying what's going to happen. We choose the behaviors that can decrease our anxiety. You know, better yet, when we're in a good mood, we radiate that mood. It's like a perfume, right? You don't have to go to Dillard's. You don't have to go to Macy's. You have this perfume that comes with you. It's like comes with the factory, right? It's a factory deal that you either have that one that's like, you know, not so good, or you have that one that's like massively good mood. You know, the other one's like desperation. You know what I mean? But when you're not wearing the desperation cologne, you're wearing the good mood cologne, right? And you take that with you. And we realize that usually when we walk into a situation, how we walk in usually dictates how things go. And that's what's so awesome about it is that we actually create like the climate, right, for how things are. Okay, so yeah, I can't sit there. Well, maybe I can. Maybe I have some sort of superhuman strength, and I still have to figure that one out because I would like to have like all those cool strengths that you see in all these cool movies where people can do all these really amazing things like change the weather and like change into glass or whatever. But anyway, right now, I don't feel like I have that necessarily. Like I can't just go into a room and make it snow. Right? But I can, right? I can, because if I walk into a room and I'm like really cold and really distant and really detached, and I seem to have an attitude and I seem to have a chip on my shoulder, right? I'm going to make that room really cold. I'm going to make everybody around me feel like they're walking on eggshells and they don't want to be around me at all, because I'm going to make everybody shiver. Because they're not going to want to be around me. Because you know what? I'm in a bad mood. Or I'm stressed out. Or I am pushing people away from me. I.e. the snow queen. Or the ice queen. Some people call it. And so we do have the ability to change the climate in any situation. You know, next is to have those realistic expectations. To know that even though we've had some issues with some family members, there are certain things that just by our demeanor, just by the way we respond, won't be a big deal anymore. However, there will be some people that will not change. And they might change a little bit. But they're not going to change like night and day. You know, that Aunt Jane that's always kind of critical of you is not going to be like, oh, let me kiss the ground you walk on. You know, let me wash your feet and then let me grab you some wine and feed you some grapes. No, that's not going to happen with Jane. But what is going to happen is by changing your attitude and by changing how you feel about yourself, her impact on you is going to be pretty small. Her critique of your clothing is going to mean what? Nothing. Do you get what I'm saying now? It's all about how we go into a situation, right? If I go into a situation and I give all my power out and I go, oh, take all my power because I'm insecure, or take all my power because I know that you're going to beat me down, well, then I'm going to be beaten down. If I walk in there with knowing that I own that room, that I feel good about myself, that I look myself in the mirror and I go, man, I'm doing some amazing things. Maybe my life's not perfect, but none of these people in this room's life perfect, because it just doesn't exist. You know, the next thing is to really realize that I want to keep potential subject matters out of the way. There's certain things you don't want to talk about. I mean, you can bring it up on Facebook all the time. I just brought up something on Facebook about politics the other day, and I think most people know that I'm not one-sided or another. I'm just about wanting to find the truth, right? Because that's what perspectives is. Always more answers, less questions, right? And I find that in our political world, there's always more questions. Yeah. And so one of those things that we might want to keep off limits is those things that just seem to add more and more questions to situations where we feel as though there is no real answers. We feel as though, you know, politics and religion seem to be things that we need to let go. We need to let happen. We need them to let those things happen, to let those things go, and to overcome those situations. We want to plan to keep the conversation conflict free by avoiding potentially sensitive topics. And we kind of want to just let people talk about their life. And one thing that I like bringing up is about kids, about people's pets, about their futures, about things that they really love doing. Because people can tell you all day long what they love. And people relish things. So, like, let's say, like, somebody paints on their side. They have, like, a side career of painting, or they like to do it for fun. Or maybe they just embarked on going back to school and getting another degree. Let's talk about those things. What about somebody that just got married? What about somebody that's having a child or just had a kiddo? Or somebody that just got a dog, just adopted a dog at the SPCA? Those are the things that we want to really surround ourselves with, right? Those are the things that are really categorically really cool. Okay, that's what I want to hear about this holiday season. I mean, I like happy stuff. And you know what? Not everything has to be totally happy, 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 joy, joy, joy. And like the Smurfs are singing around and everybody's like holding hands and they, you know, kumbaya around the fire. It doesn't have to be that way. But you know what it can be is it can be fun. It can be peaceful. It can be joyful. And you can learn and you can accept people in their own terrain. You know, last but not least, well, actually not last but not least, was don't drink too much. I guess that has a lot of meaning for a lot of us, is not to drink too much. It's something that I think is very important for some of us, and something that I employ myself, because moderation is godly, to be moderate, to moderation. Because, you know, a lot of times when somebody might be stabbing that nerve center within you that's like, ah! When you have a little bit too much to drink, you know, you're going to use the force in a bad way. You're going to say something, you're going to do something, you're going to get angry, you're going to get argumentative, and this is not going to be good. You're going to say something that everybody's going to remember next year, and they're going to talk about it from now on out, and you've created another bad spot on your decently shining record. And here we go again, back to square one, and Ashley's helping you with the tips of how to deal with clashing personalities and your family during the holiday season, right? I know. We don't want to go back down that. We don't want to go down the primrose path. But last but not least, I talked about practicing gratitude. And this is so important because you know what? There might be some bad things about your family that you can't stand. You know, Aunt Jane just might just get on your everlasting nerve. And you might actually say, God, I just can't handle another year of dealing with her. I just don't know if I can deal with it. I just don't. But you know what? We have to look at what we do have. We have to embrace the things we have. We have to embrace what we have in our life. I mean, whether it's, you know, security, a career, friends, family, health, whatever it is, see those things and embrace those things at this time and realize that not everything's going to be perfect. It just isn't. That's just the way life is. It's a human condition, okay? I mean, there is no perfect thing. So, you know, get on and get that expectation out of your head, okay, really. But accept and embrace what you do have, because it makes everything so much more interesting. And it also allows the little things that aren't working for you to just be so small that you don't even think about it. Also, guess what? There are a lot more tips. and I haven't been able to share them all tonight. And so tune in tomorrow on Spreaker Live. On Spreaker, I'll be doing a show live giving you the next five tips to making your holiday season memorable without the misery. Tune in to Spreaker at Ashley Burgess on Spreaker and listen to the show. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. I hope you have a great Christmas, a great Hanukkah. I look forward to next week's live show, and I want the best. So think about gratitude, think about yourself, and realize there's a lot here. Love and light. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Well, have a great holiday. We'll be back in, I'll be back this time in three shakes.